We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, a great tradition of our airport show, even on a year like this when not at the airport, is to have one of the funniest men in the history of American comedy on with us from the airport. He is not with us today, unfortunately.
Ah.
Let me bring him on, though. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dom Arriera. Dom, my brother.
Angelo, how you doing, everybody? What's going on here? I can't find the show.
What do you mean?
At the airport, I just got in about 20 minutes ago. What the hell's going on?
No,
I was looking for that parade with the elves.
The little super late. Dom, we're not at the airport this year. There's a pandemic.
The Panasonic?
No, there's Dom, the COVID virus. We can't go right now. There's all sorts of regulations.
Angelo, I got the virus. What's called the vaccine?
Yeah.
I got that yesterday.
You got the vaccine yesterday?
Well, I get it every day just to be safe, you know. I still get the polio vaccine just for all times.
All right, hold on, Dom. You're taking me right where I want to talk today. In fact, I'm gonna ask something of you today I've never asked you in all the time you've been on a show.
Where are you? You at the food court? Seriously?
No, we're in the studio.
Damn, Wechter.
Dom. You go to a Thanksgiving dinner, and one of the people at the dinner table is not vaccinated. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Probably beat the hell out of him. Take him outside and hang him. I don't know.
Here's why I'm
asking. Don't understand the whole thing, Ange. I mean, how come 100,000 people in Alabama's plan don't have it the next day?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. But I know this. This is where your knowledge of stand-up comedy becomes essential to this show, all right? Aaron Rodgers is using as a consultant stand-up comedian Joe Rogan. Am I right? You know Joe pretty well, Dom?
One of my best friends.
One of his best friends.
I used to bring him around the comedy store. They would call him, where's my ball of anger? Where's your little ball of anger? It was Joe, and Joe he did a lot of stuff besides this thing. He's great. Plus, he could beat the hell out of you.
I know the UFC stuff and all that, but is he highly knowledgeable in medical issues, Dom?
No, he knows nothing, but he believes in himself. He pontificates. We were in Austin a couple weeks ago. I went out to dinner with him, and he believes what he wants to believe, and then he, you know, like he, the doctor thing. You ever get sick? One of your friends ask you, give you advice, and they tell you, "I'm not a doctor." I love that.
No,
I'm not a doctor. You know, gee, I had no idea my cousin Johnny wasn't a doctor. Thanks for letting me know.
No, Dom, I want the whole bit. That's what I was about. It's one of my favorite things you do when they go, "Hey, I'm no doctor." Could you just give me a little piece of that right now, Dom?
Well, my friend of mine is a neurosurgeon, right?
Yeah.
And he says to me, I could never do what you do. I said, but you know what? At least you can kid around a little. I can't do a little neurosurgery. I can't pop into the OR. Hey, everybody here, hey, anybody seen my lucky scalpel lately? I like to drink, Ange.
Yeah.
And I go to the doctor. He's giving me an antibiotic. He says, I said, listen, doc, can I drink alcohol with these? He goes, well, we don't recommend it. I go, well, who the hell would recommend it? Who would go, you know, I got this pint of gin over here. Wash your pills with this.
Oh, Dom, do you have relatives who've ever said to you they're no doctor?
Yeah. I always get that. You know, I'm not a doctor. Jeez, I had no idea. You're one of the brightest people in the family. I didn't even know you could read. I'm not a doctor, my ass.
No, you're the best. I swear to God. That stuff kills me. It absolutely kills me. I got to ask you right now. The Eagles, they're starting to show us something here. Dom, what do you think?
Well, you remember when I said everybody disagreed with me? I said, maybe you and Al and Rhea, maybe were the only ones that agree with me.
Yeah.
Run the ball, I said.
He said it, too.
He's the only one.
Run the ball.
He said it. You said it from the West Coast, Dom, and they didn't listen?
Oh, I was standing there, you know, dressed in my outfit that I wear, the whole bird thing.
Yeah.
And I, all they had to do, I mean, because it's good to rotate that. I mean, Andy Reid, one of my favorite people. I love the guy. Too many passes.
Yep.
Yeah, too many passes.
Run the ball. You know, cause you know me, Ange. When I played, I left everything on the field at the end of the game. My underwear, my bra, everything.
Hey, Dom, I got to ask you this because this is about my dad, all right? And I want to know if it's true with you. My dad, if he was still here, God bless him, would love Nick Sirianni because my dad rooted for every Italian, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that? Do you, if there's an Italian out there, do you go, man, I hope he does well. He's Italian. I got to root for those guys.
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit, you know, sometimes. Yeah, I mean, if they're up for some, like if they're working like a legal job, you know, for a change. I just don't like, I don't like when they start pulling things away. Like Columbus all of a sudden didn't discover America. You know what I mean? Give me Leif Erickson. I don't want to hear that.
But, Dom.
You know, from South Philly, I root for the Eagles at every place, and it can get embarrassing at times. You know, when they spell out Eagles, like what are we, it was special? And you have to say special now. You can't say.
No, you can't.
You can't say that.
That's correct, Dom. You really cannot say that. Dom, I just want to know this.
All right? You agree? Well, what's that? What do you want to know?
In your estimation, are you the funniest Italian stand-up comic in the world?
Absolutely not.
You are. No, I've seen the other ones. You are.
Let me tell you something. You know, some of these guys, Sebastian.
I've seen him. You're better.
Let me tell you. That's a matter of taste. It's subjective. It's not like the 100-yard hard dash. You can't argue with somebody. They run the 100-yard dash. You can't say, I thought the fourth guy was fastest.
No, you know what I mean? Dom, I'm an expert. I'm the grand master of the Little Street Parade. I know this stuff.
Well, he didn't tell you you were that high up. It's a different story then.
All right.
No, it's like somebody said about Sebastian. He was stealing your act. Like,
no.
I don't own Italy. I don't own anything Italian. He's a great comedian. I mean, there's a couple guys I don't like. They try and fake being Italians, but that's a whole different thing.
Dom, I've seen them all. I've seen Sebastian. He's great. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
He's in town. He's phenomenal. Yeah. Dom Herrera is funny. Dom Herrera is the funniest comic, all ethnic groups, I have ever seen.
Damn Wechter.
You are a hero. I feel terrible that you're at the airport and we're back at the studio, Dom.
It's typical the way they treat me there, you know.
Yeah. You know what, though? WIP just let me know. All expenses paid, Dom.
Are you serious? You know, I'm going to go over to some of my friends at Chicky and Pete's. I mean, who can I plug? Hey, you know what? I'll be back in the March for, because I just did the Atlantic City a month ago, so I'll be back March. Oh, you know what I want people to do is listen to my podcast.
Okay, where's your podcast, Dom?
It says live from L.A., the Hollywood Bowl or whatever the hell I am.
No.
But, you know, geez, having a podcast is an idea.
No.
Joe Rogan had one of the first ones that was big, though. I used to do it all the time.
Well, I was on your podcast, and it didn't take off like Rogan's, so I think I feel responsible for you.
Well, that's because he's Italian.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Dom, I'm against the break, but I want you to know something. We love you more than ever on Airport Day at WIP. You're the best, Dom.
You know, these are my people anyway, the security people here. I hang out with them even when I'm not working. Put the bag on the belt. The bag on the belt.
Dom, we love you, man. Be
love
good.
You too. Wow. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.